8 years.
Hey, this is Captain Brian. This is the captain's log. I'm backing up. Hold on. Let me back up. With Kate Quigley.
This seems super safe, by the way.
I'm a
Nothing
professional.
Like live streaming while you're driving the talent. So guys, if we die, it'll be on tape.
we're professionals here.
Oh, God.
So you're in Florida. You've been here for a few days. What's going on?
I've been here since Sunday. I started in Tampa. Tampa Improv. That show was actually so fun, man. It was really fun. Crowd was great. The club was pretty packed. The food was good. I had a good time there. I did the Mike Calta show, which was super fun. So it was great.
That's cool.
See if
so
I can share this.
Your thing is a little comedy this weekend at Off the Hook. We're going to have fun.
Yeah, comedy tonight and tomorrow. It's not really the weekend.
It's not.
Thursday.
It's Wednesday, Thursday. Which
yeah.
is going to get the party started for the weekend.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Like a pre-4th of July weekend
party. I'm excited. And then I'm going to Boca. And then I think I might go to Miami Sunday. So I'm here. I'm taking in Florida. I'm enjoying Florida. I'm happy. I'm really happy.
You are. Yeah. So everybody's a big fan of your podcast, The Date Fails.
I'm a big fan of
it. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan. So tell us some of the good stories that we want to know that you don't say on the podcast. Is there anything you don't say, or do you just say it all?
Well, I say everything about my dating life on the podcast, but I don't say names for the most part. unless I have permission. I don't say names, and I usually try to avoid talking about people I'm dating until after it's over.
Yeah.
Or if it's going really, really well. But anything in the middle, I try to wait, because I usually say stuff I regret and then guys dump me.
Does it jinx it?
Yeah. Well, no guy wants... It's a lot of pressure for guys. I talk about how good the sex is and how where they take me on dates. I tell real stories, so sometimes guys can get a little intimidated by that, and then it ruins it. So now I try to wait until after.
Do you talk about the bad sex?
And then I destroy them. Yeah, I do. That's what I'm saying. It's so if I ever say their name, then they're gonna be terrified. So I try to be careful.
Wow.
But yeah, I tell bad sex stories. I told a story about a guy I hooked up with who I said it was a silent film because he turned off the TV and all the music. He literally, there was sound in his apartment until we started hooking up, and then he turned off everything.
Was it because he was so vocal he wanted to hear himself? Or
no,
was
he
just
was
silent.
It was like a silent film. It was like watching one of those
you
old
were miming
Charlie
it?
Chaplin
were you miming
movies
it?
Where there was no sound. It was the worst sex ever.
Did you tell him?
No.
You let it ride?
I left and never came back.
Oh my God.
We both knew. It was one of those things where when it was over, we were both like, this was a terrible idea.
Let's... Green's on. Hey, Tom. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Tom. I love Tom.
Oh, aww. He's the best. He's Tom probably right now in Costa Rica.
No, right? I don't know. He might be, he could be anywhere. Tom, I hope I see you at Harlan's 4th of July party.
Nice.
Aww. Yeah.
So you told the guy after the sex how bad it was?
No, I didn't tell him. I just left. We both knew. You know when it's bad. So we just, it was really bad. And then I actually heard him. This is such an embarrassing. See, now that I know Tom is on, I don't want to tell this story. It's too embarrassing. I mean, the long story short is, it was very silent. He didn't really know what he was doing. And then afterwards, he said that I hurt him.
I was he young?
What do you mean I hurt him? And he said, you bit me.
Oh.
And I was I don't even remember biting you. And he said, yeah, you bit me, and it was a little too hard. And then he showed me where I left a little bite mark on him. And he was
like
upset.
Was it really bad, or were you come on, that was wussy?
No, I was really? Do you have a vagina? I was actually upset, because I'm be a man. Come on. So, and then I left, and then we never went out again. That was it.
So was that the first night?
No, that was the fourth date or something.
How many dates does it take?
I'm a lady.
How many dates does it take?
It depends about how much I like him.
I got no chance today. She's only had 2 days, guys.
Depends
Sorry.
How much I like him.
Sorry.
I mean, I hook up. It takes me way longer now than it used to, because I've learned over time not to do it too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, what's the move? What's the perfect date?
Days.
What's the perfect date?
The perfect date?
Yeah.
Staying home, not going out with a guy.
No!
The perfect date is no date, and it's me alone in my apartment watching porn.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. The perfect date is, I don't know, I'm really a beach person, so even when I'm home in LA, I really like to go, I like activities. I like go to the beach, take a walk, maybe go like Santa Monica Pier. I really like theme parks. I like adrenaline. I think when you have like a moment of adrenaline with someone, that kind of makes everything more fun. So I really like, you know, Six Flags. But I'm not talking first date. This would be like maybe date three when you kind of, you've already had like a drink. First date, happy hour.
That's it.
One drink, 1 hour. That's all I need.
Lunch too? Lunch?
I'm not a big fan of food on... I know, my friends are all like, Kate, you should make guys buy you food on dates because it sets some kind of tone. But I don't like that because I don't want to be stuck with you if I don't like you.
So you go happy hour, and if the one drink, if it just sucks, you're like, hey, thank you so much.
One drink, all it takes for me is like 20 minutes. You know if you have chemistry in 20 Correct. Minutes. Look, yeah. Mike Colta's on.
Hey, Mike. What's up, buddy?
I was just talking about you on the radio.
We were just talking.
I don't know where I
you.
Was, but we were talking about how fun you are. So, yay.
Nice to see you, Mike.
But yeah, happy hour. That's it for me.
And then, but if it's good, do you get a second drink?
Nope.
You still bounce?
Yeah, because I leave them wanting more. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good move. That's a power move. I see.
And also, I'm busy. I don't schedule anybody for more than an hour. You get 1 hour.
So do you do hour intervals with like a 10-minute break, or do you just go one and just get it done?
I won't lie. I have done nights where I'll set up a date before a show and a date after a show. I never take guys to my shows, ever.
I do sometimes.
Yeah. I also will plan, and guys do the same thing, but I'll have like a date, and then I'll plan like an old ex for a hookup after the date. Like if I'm getting to the point where I know I'm gonna be tempted to sleep with the guy and it's too soon, then I plan post-date sex. This is horrible.
That's a good move.
Take notes. But if guys discover you're doing that, they hate you forever. Because the guy's like, I bought you dinner and you went and hooked up with that guy. But, you know, that's just if I like you. So take it as a compliment.
Oh, my goodness. God, so, guys, if you're not following Kate, by the way, one of my favorite people to follow on social media.
Really sweet.
Kate Quigley. You're going to love her Instagram, on Twitter.
Thank you.
And you're doing some Snapchat stuff now.
A little bit.
You said you don't like it though.
I hate Snapchat. I just think it's stupid.
Yeah,
it's just if I want, like, I don't understand, like, why do I need a dog face on for, you know what I mean? Sometimes
I waste such good stuff that only goes away so quick. I mean, that was great. Now it's only going to be there 24 hours.
Let me tell you something too. I dealt with some guys that were like, only message me on Snapchat. No, I'm not messaging you on Snapchat. I hate it. You know why? Because when you read it, it disappears.
Right.
Sometimes I'm busy and I don't remember what you wrote me to write you back. So then I have to answer right away. And it's just, I'm not into it. And also, if I want a guy, it's like turned on by like a tiger or a dog, then I would like, I mean, that just creeps me out. It's like, it makes me feel like you're gonna jerk off at the zoo or something. Like, I just can't, I'm not into any of that. I'm scared.
Hold on, we gotta hit the brakes. We almost went off the
if we die because we're live streaming on the way to the radio, I'm gonna be very upset.
But that would be big. Like, we'd go out big.
I really don't think we would. No. I think people would be like, what morons?
They tune in. They always watch us.
I would rather not die that way.
So it usually
There's
goes
There's three
well.
People watching.
There is only three There's right three now. People. Maybe because it's 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. Is it because it's 8 o'clock in the morning?
I have no idea.
I don't know. A couple, like, you know, we had 48,000. We had 48,000 views on my last one. So
wow.
It better start getting some people are watching something.
Who did you have on that you had 48,000 views?
We had Catfish... Cooley, and then you know Catfish?
No.
You gotta know this dude. You're gonna love him.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to share it.
So you see that it's live right now on my stream.
Alright.
And then you could just share.
I just shared it.
To your page.
I shared it. So now my family can see. So now I definitely have to keep this rated PG.
Well, see, the thing
I try to keep my Facebook liver, guys, if you want. I mean cleaner if you want, like, the real, if you want the real
Kate.
Truth. You gotta go on my Twitter.
More than the Instagram, or it's the same?
Instagram and Twitter, yeah. I keep my Facebook just slightly more PG-13 because...
I do too.
Like, I still have cousins and little family people.
Yeah, I do too. But I don't go too crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of keep it you know.
So guys, we're in Florida.
We
for
are.
For my people that are tuning in now, if there are any of you. Yesterday, I went to a beach. I went to a beach where the sand, actually, this sand at this beach, Siesta Key, Siesta.
Oh, it's like powder, right?
Yeah, it's seriously like baby powder. It's the weirdest sand I've ever seen. And even when it dries, it looks like you left a pile of dust on your teeth, like sawdust on the teeth. It's crazy.
It feels good, though.
It doesn't get hot. It's really soft. Yeah, it was great. Let's see. What else do I know about Florida? One time when I was here, I went to an alligator farm.
Did you get to hold the little baby one?
I pet it. I didn't hold it.
Oh,
no.
You chickened out.
I don't hold animals that can, like, take a limb off. Usually I try to avoid that. So, no, I didn't hold it.
Hey, Koba. Koba works for us. You'll see him at the club.
Hey, Koba. What's up?
So, how many bikinis do you travel with? That's very important.
Someone
asked me to ask you that. I forget who DM'd me.
So many bikinis. I get them at Walmart. It's funny because I have some bikini sponsors now that will send me like really expensive free bikinis. And I still go back to the $8 Walmart bikinis all the time.
Target?
Shout out Walmart. Yeah, because they're so cheap and like, I mean, they fit really good. Target bikinis don't work for me.
You just buy really small ones. That's why they fit good.
Well, I mean, they all tie. So women know because when you tie it, you can like adjust everything.
So that's cool.
So guys, it's really early. We're doing 4 radio interviews. What was the one we were just at? I like those people.
We did Gator Country with Mel and Scott. And then we just did the Freak Show with Brittany, Brian, and Ramo.
I really like that.
On 105.5.
Brittany's real cool. She's single. What's her story?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but I do know that she's cool. They're all cool. They've been my friends for years.
Yeah, they're all really great. So. What else? I brought my homie Jack Jr. So if you listen to my podcast, Date Fails, Jack co-hosts with me a lot, and I brought him to open the shows, and he's super funny, so you guys will love him.
We're traveling down 75 right now. Traffic is very little, which is cool.
It's nice.
So we're going over to 103.9. We're going to be on with Big Mom and the Wild Bunch. That's another fun show. And then we see Jeff Zito on 96 K-Rock. And then you're done. You just get to beach it the rest of the day. Are you going to go to sleep?
I slept like 3 hours. I'm going back to sleep.
I text you. Did I text you late or early? Too late for you when I text?
You text me at like 8 p.m.
I'm joking. And what about in the morning, though? I did text you early.
I woke up 10 minutes before you got there.
Well, look at this. 10 minutes. Imagine how she's going to look tonight for the show. This just is like 10 this. Minutes waking up.
It'll be just like this, minus the hat. Thank you. I showered before bed, so I'd be prepared. But, you know, I find the older I get, the less I care how I look. It's weird how that's happened, but it's the truth.
When you go on dates, how do you prepare? What's the prep?
What is a date, really? I don't feel like I ever... Truthfully, this is... I dress and look on dates normally how I do on stage because I normally schedule my dates before show so I have an out. So I always am like, hey, 6 p.m., happy hour, I got a show at 8. And then I always look kind of tomboyish. So I like to set the bar very low. That's how I date. I set the bar as low as possible. I show up, you know, with boogers and no makeup. And
so do they get disappointed? Because on social media, you look like a rock star.
They're always disappointed. Everyone is disappointed in real life.
I so doubt that.
When they meet me, they're always like, oh, no. No, it's a true story. I used to be on a poster, a Miller Lite poster, and I would do poster signings. And when people would show up, they'd go, who is this? Like, what? Where's the chick on the poster? I look nothing like the poster, so. But, you know, it's fine. I still got paid, so.
That's all. The check's in the bank.
That's what counts.
Does count. Yeah. So, listen, guys, if you want to come down and laugh and have a great time, come see Kate. She is hysterical. She's going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club. Get tickets at offthehookcomedy.com. You can call us 239-389-6901.
Yeah.
This is the Captain's Log. This is my friend Kate Quigley. And we're done for the day, guys. Woo! Check out the radio. We're going to be rocking it the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.